evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Education Minister calls for private sector partnership to boost student accommodation. OIV condemns alleged assault of Power FM journalist by suspected UPND cadres. Zelensky says failure of US envoy to visit Kyiv is disrespectful.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwate. Education Minister Douglas Yakalima has called on Saturnia Reagan Pension Fund and institutions to enter into public-private partnerships, PPPs, to expand the boarding infrastructure for the university students. Mr. Yakalima says that many students are currently facing accommodation challenges, forcing them to stay in surrounding residential areas where their safety is not guaranteed. He made the remarks during the launch of a boarding house facility constructed by the Saturnia Reagan Pension Fund in Lusaka. The minister said, as access via education continues to expand across the country, the demand for affordable, safe, and well-designed student accommodation has significantly increased. He said that addressing this gap is critical to ensuring students pursue their studies in environments that support both academic performance and their personal well-being.
But also, maybe a challenge also, we still have many problems in terms of accommodation for students. You saw yesterday the students at Lady Manawata were protesting because they go to rent somewhere in the suburbs, Mutendere and what, so they've been facing a lot of problems. Sometimes they steal from them while they're in class. Sometimes they break into their houses, smaller houses which they rent out there. So I tend to think that maybe you can also explore that. I think they have enough land, you can enter into the PPP with so many investors. Even here at investors, and there's a lot of land.
Meanwhile, Saturnia Reagan Pension Fund Board Chairperson Victor Zimba said that the $57.8 million infrastructure project reflects the fund's belief that responsible pension investments and national development go hand in hand.
I would like to encourage parents, schools, and educational institutions to engage with the appointed service providers should they require further information regarding current or future tenanting opportunities. In addition, the facility is available for short-term leasing during academic break periods. Corporates, churches, NGOs, and agencies seeking mass accommodation in a secure, well-located facility in Zambia are welcome to explore this option. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, I wish to sincerely thank our partners who played a central role in delivering this project, that is,
government has expressed concern over the growing trend by some media houses promoting hate speech and misinformation. Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwita warned that such conduct, if left unchecked, has the potential to cause anarch and disorder, especially as the country approaches the election period. Delivering a speech on behalf of the Permanent Secretary Tawo Kawana made the remarks during the relaunch of Musanza Television in Lusaka today. Mr. Mwita said that while government is pleased and with the growth of the media sector, there is need for high level of professionalism as the public places strong trust in information disseminated by the media. He said that media institutions must act responsibly and uphold their role as a fourth estate by promoting unity and national cohesion. Meanwhile, Diamond Media Chief Visionary Officer Costa Mansa called on the private sector to partner with Msanza Television to strengthen its operations and expand its reach. He notes that broadcasting in local language provides wider outreach and deeper audience engagement among communities often underserved by the mainstream media. Operation Young Vote OIV has condemned the alleged assault of Power FM journalist Afonso Kasongo by suspected UPND cadres for by suspected United Party for National Development UPND cadres. Mr. Kasongo was on Sunday evening attacked by UPND cadres while filming an event in Lusaka's Linda compound. OIV Executive Director Gesi Nyerenda says that the incident is a direct attack on media freedom and democratic values. Mr. Nyerenda says that the organization is deeply concerned that the attack undermines the freedom of expression, the rule of law, and citizens' rights to access information. He says that journalists play a critical role in promoting transparency and accountability, adding that they should not be subjected to violence or intimidation. Mr. Nyerenda has since called on the Zambia Police Service to swiftly move in and arrest all those involved. He says justice must not only be done, but must be seen to be done, especially that there is a video evidence circulating in the public domain.
We strongly condemn the violent and unjustified attack on Mr. Alfonso Kasongo, a journalist from Power FM, allegedly perpetrated by the UPND party cadres. This incident is not only a personal assault on Mr. Kasongo, but a direct affront to media freedom, freedom of expression, the rule of law, and the democratic fabric of our Republic, Zambia. As Operation Young God, we are of the conviction that the attack on Mr. Kasongo is deeply troubling and unacceptable in a constitutional democracy.
Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD Executive Director Samuel Banda, has warned that they will mount public protest if mining firms keep ignoring local content rules under Statutory Instrument 68. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Banda explained that the regulation requires mines to offer 20% of their total annual procurement budget and critical business opportunities, including copper cathodes, concentrates, and other supply deals to Zambia. He notes that Zambians report that large mining companies are giving contracts meant for locals to foreigners, while locals inquiring are told no such opportunities exist even when they are available. Mr. Banda points out ANDD was among key stakeholders that strongly pushed government rather to unlock strategic mines so that Zambians can benefit through jobs and businesses. He cautions that if the firm continues flouting the rules, ANDD will protest the same way it campaigned to ensure mines were unlocked for Zambian participation.
Mr. Banda, not benefiting, and these mining firms are not adhering to local content regulations. This trajectory continues. We have no choice but to protest. The same way we are protesting to ensure that these mines are locked so that Zambians can have jobs and business opportunities. We'll mount the same protest. We shall petition also government, if possible, to revoke some mine licenses from some of the mining firms, which have continued not to adhere to local content regulations.
And now, business news.
Economist Rita Mukandawe says that government must avoid prioritizing short-term political gains at the expense of long-term economic stability. Ms. Mukandawe says that maintaining a clear focus on policies that promote growth, investment, and job creation is key to ensuring that the country does not drift away from its recovery path. Ms. Mukandawe adds that balancing electoral interests with sound economic management will help safeguard development and improve citizens' livelihoods.
They need to make decisions. They need to embark on projects that, in as much as they create popularity for themselves, pity the CDF. The CDF has stimulated economic growth. That's the truth. We now have money circulation, okay? It has created jobs for the youth. It has also created different enterprises that promoted businesses. Those are decisions I feel government needs to, create, rather prioritize, because they are striking a balance on the CDF. So I think we need to be fair. I mean, politics is basically a game of power, and we need to understand how politicians think. But we just need to caution them to strike a balance and be fair on citizens that they serve.
We take a break. We do have more news day after. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands. You join the league of satisfied customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-4796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that he considered visits by the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to Moscow, but not Kyiv, disrespectful.